A ruling in the travel ban leaves myriad questions unanswered. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to share a ministry's perspective on refugees slated to come to the U.S. and what the church can do while we're waiting for answers. And then there are good and bad ways to go about short-term missions. So what's the balance? Well, we'll get some perspective in just a few moments. But first, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of President Trump's travel ban in October. But until then, a limited version of the travel ban on six Muslim-majority countries has been reinstated. Now, the court said refugees from those banned countries can still come if they have a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the U.S. Bethany Christian Services works with refugee resettlement. And Christine Van Noord says they're hoping to still bring over some of those who have major medical and safety concerns once they figure out what qualifies as a bona fide relationship.
First, we get some clarification on what this means. We're also advocating for these cases, especially the ones with the major medical needs, that there might possibly be an exemption process. We haven't heard if that's a possibility or not.
So for now, ask God for wisdom and compassion.
Pray for our leaders and for our courts. Pray for the opportunity to be able to continue to be the hands and feet of Christ and welcome refugees. And what we're really hoping is that our government will be able to come to a place where they feel very strong in the security screening process, but also can continue to offer welcome to refugees as we face the largest refugee crisis we've ever seen, and give an opportunity for the church to be able to respond in the midst of this crisis.
Next, for refugees fleeing terror and persecution, trying to find a new normal in the U.S. can be a daunting task. For younger refugees, the educational process itself can be especially overwhelming. Tent Schools International is one organization equipping them with resources to give them a better future. Tent Schools' Dale Dielman.
Even more particularly, we've discovered in speaking with various agencies, is the lack of access to technology in the home. And by that, I mean like a desktop or a laptop computer in the home, so that the student can access that for their online courses, or adults can access that for some extended language training or looking for work or things like that.
So Tent Schools works largely with Christian refugee agencies, which train families on how to use a computer. Now, this opens doors to conversations that go much deeper than just education.
It creates that one-on-one relationship, and through building that relationship and a bit of trust and things like that, provides opportunities to begin to talk about faith. Why am I doing this as a volunteer? And lead into a discussion that can lead into sharing the gospel.
Know someone who could benefit from the program? Learn how you can connect them at missionnews.org. And heading overseas into the mission field full-time isn't something everyone can do. And that's what makes short-term mission trips so appealing. They give you a taste of a foreign culture, an opportunity to work hands-on with the gospel, and a chance to follow the Great Commission. But Matt Morrison of E3 Partners says no trip is too short to be fully thought out.
There really is a value in mission trips for what it does for us here, for those people who are going, as well as the people who you're there to serve. It's just important to be doing it right.
From seeing yourself as kind of a hero to handing out money, there are lots of ways to get distracted on mission trips. But Morrison says, if you plan smart, God can use you in surprising ways.
One of the things I encourage people to do is look for what you can learn from the people you're there to serve. You'd be amazed what they teach you about God. You'd be amazed what they teach you about yourself.
We know it can be intimidating to be faced with so many warnings and guidelines, but Morrison says the first step is always trusting God and praying for His wisdom.
Don't think that just because you've never done this and you don't have the experience that God can't use you. God kind of specializes in using the people that have no idea what they're doing.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.